T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, the author of a book called Dumb Things Smart People Do With Their Money, Jill Schlesinger, to hear Make Us All Smarter. Hi, Jill.
Hello.
Okay, so last week, the academic world was kind of rot. And by the way, Jill's host of Jill on Money, which you can hear. And she has about 4 to 6 afternoons on Saturday. And you can also go to her blog, which is jillonmoney.com. But there's more than a blog. There's a lot of information. Okay, so last week, it was like all these... I mean, and this is Hollywood types who are spending a lot of money faking records, hiring this guy to kind of work details to get them in, all this stuff. I think your question is college really worth it? And in some cases, I suppose it is, Jill.
Oh, I think in most cases it's worth it, even if you just look at the statistics around lifetime earnings, that you will make more money, generally speaking, with a college degree than without a college degree.
Right.
What we don't know, and we don't have as many statistics and as many reports because this is a newer concept. In the last 15 years, student loan debt has ballooned. It's just gone insane, right? There's over $1.5 trillion outstanding in student loan debt. And we don't know that a degree is worth it if you are carrying that kind of burden. Some of the statistics that I dug up over the weekend were kind of interesting, though. I just want to share with you that, yes, you make more money if you have a degree. And indeed, if you look at averages, that we'll see that one of those Ivy League degrees or one of these prestigious universities named in the scandal, it does pay off. But here's the weird thing. If you're already rich, it doesn't pay off that much. In other words, it pays off to go to one of these elite institutions if you're, say, from the middle class.
Okay.
Because you then jump up in terms of maybe the network.
Right, exactly.
It's a calling card, right?
A credentialed, yes.
Okay. But if you're rich already... These people were so stupid. They already had their network. So in other words, if you paid up for your kid to go to USC, didn't matter. The kid could have gone to community college, and you probably would have still opened a door for that kid. And so that's what makes this really a dopey scandal from the beginning, which is you paid up just for a credential that made you feel good, your ego feel good. My kid went to blankety-blank school rather than – you know, to the school that he or she belonged at.
You know, the weird thing that in some cases, and I know these things personally in a way, is that I've met a lot of CEOs of corporations who went to like Purdue, you know, something like that. They didn't necessarily go to Yale or Harvard.
Yeah. And you know what? We know that graduating with a degree has become incredibly important in this particular moment of our economy. It's unclear to me that this is going to be the gold standard always. And here's why. When you talk to a lot of people, whether they're in manufacturing, whether they're CEOs, they're asking for certain skill sets, very particular skill sets.
Ooh.
And so what they may realize is, you know what? I'd rather retrain or train a high school graduate to run the machine and the technology that I need. Now, I'm not dissing a liberal arts education.
No.
I got one, by the way.
Me
so
too.
It's pretty fabulous, and I feel very fortunate that, you know, I had grandparents who helped pay for that.
Yeah.
But I will say that in most families, you don't have that luxury of someone's writing a check for the full boat. So you've got to really have important conversations with your kids early on.
You know, Jill, the other thing, and I think this has to be pointed out, is like a lot of people say, okay, well, it's going to be like $70,000 to attend this school, but there's plenty of financial aid. Not necessarily.
Well, you know, it really does depend where you go to school. One of the things that the elite schools have an advantage over the other schools is that they've got those massive endowments. So what will happen is you have the ability – sometimes you get accepted – let's just like play it out. You know, I'll make it Connecticut.
Okay, go.
Okay? So yeah, I'll play it out that you get accepted to Yale and Connecticut College. And these are two private institutions. Yale has the most massive endowment.
Oh.
Connecticut College has a smaller endowment. You might find that your kid gets a better package at a Yale than a private institution that's a lot smaller. So don't necessarily say, I can't apply to any of these. By the way, most of the big elite institutions, there's about 20 of them, if you make less than 250 grand a year as a household, you are probably going to get to that school because they have those big endowments.
And, you know, one thing that you have in is a quote in your most recent post, "Dirty little secret we rarely admit, most smart, successful parents already have networks their kids can access. So spend, you know, spend less time selecting colleges that are affordable. More important." Anyway, the point is, as just back to what you were saying, it gets you into the network, but if you already have a network, what's the point?
Yeah, in my book, I call it, you know, are you buying a not work versus a network? Because
right.
if you're, you know, listen, it's a competitive world right now. And also, just one last thing before we go, and that is that a lot of kids are running around piling on debt to get graduate degrees that absolutely don't pay off over the long term. So be very careful about that.
Right. And you also point out, and we'll let you go here, but you also point out that there is a difference and there is an advantage in yearly income to actually going to college as a, in general, as opposed to not. But the point is, you also have those loans to pay off, so there is that.
Right, and we don't have a good longitudinal study yet about what that means. We have anecdotal evidence of all those poor kids who graduated into the Great Recession carrying debt. Those kids are not going to make as much over their lifetimes. First of all, we know that when you graduate into a recession, your lifetime earnings are lower. And second of all, if you're carrying the debt in addition to having lifetime earnings that are lower, you are going to maybe have different choices. And you know what? It may be that you don't buy a house as quickly. It may be that you feel the burden of this debt. Yeah. So let's just be careful. Let's have some conversations about it.
All right. So, and you know, whatever problems you may have, Jill is there to answer it. JillOnMoney.com. Hey, Jill, thanks.
Take care.
Talk to you next week. And by the way, this brought to you by AssetStrategies.com. They can probably help you out too.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.